Give us an update how you're feeling, if you could.
I'm getting better. It's just frustrating seeing the guys run around, but it's getting better.
Yeah, I know a couple of the young guys aren't here, Marquise and Robert, but you sort of revamped the receiving core behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, what are your early thoughts on what they've done here to revamp the position?
I like it. You know, it's exciting. You know, having the new guys come in. I seen Marquise today. I watched the film on everybody else after the rookie mini camps, and I like what I saw. We got a lot of talent. I think we'll be a problem when it comes Sundays.
What seems to be the issue with the back? Is it still the back?
Yeah, and I don't know. It's just timing. I guess this is just a timing thing. But you know, just doing everything that they're telling me to, doing the weight room stuff, playbook, of course, inside the playbook. But you know, whenever they give me the green light, I'll be ready to go.
You're going to have to take a, and I know you started doing this last year, but you're awfully young at the position now behind you. You know, do you feel like the vet now, like the leader of this group?
Yeah. You know, you have to, you know, in the situation that we're in. You know, I'm probably the most, well, besides Brad, you know, but at the end of the day, one of the most established in the room. So I got to play that role, and it is nothing. You know, I take it for what it is, and I'm ready to handle that position as the, you know, the leader or the veteran of the room. You know, that's what it's about. You know, at the end of the day, when I came out as a rookie, then we had Lee doing this, Josh. You know, it was gonna be my time soon. So
after having gone through a quarterback competition before, how do you approach it as a receiver? You know, I mean, building a chemistry with the starting guy is a major thing in this league, and with three guys that are pretty much new at throwing to you.
Yeah, that's what we doing here. You know, with the practice, you gotta get in tune with all three of them, because you never know what's gonna happen in the season. Somebody can go down, then you gotta, you know what I'm saying, work with another quarterback. But if you get it all out here, then you know you really have to worry about that issue. So that's one of the frustrating things that I'm going through right now in my mind, because I'm not out here, but I know we got training camp, and I'll definitely get on point with them. It'll be easy, but you know, it's just frustrating as far as me not being out there. But with the three quarterbacks, that's a good position for us. You know, we got three guys that can go.
How impressive is the speed that you guys have added at the receiver position?
Very, very impressive. You know, with me being the fastest of the group, you know, it feels good to have other guys that can keep up with me.
What do you think of, I know you haven't caught a lot from EJ, have you? And what do you, if so, what do you think, what do you see from him just watching? And what excites you about him?
Just his overall game, you know, watching right now, everybody's still in the learning phase, you know, and so you're not going to be going out there and just playing how you would, like if you're in the backyard. But you know, just watching the film on him from throughout his college career, you know, he's a dynamic quarterback. You know, he's big. He can run. He can throw. He can make every pass. I like it. You know, I like what we have here. We got a special interview, CJ in the building. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be fun this year, man. I just can't wait to get out there with the guys.